Our next destination along South Asia's Grand Trunk Road takes some time to reach. Pull off the four-lane highway in Pakistan. Take a side road that grows narrow and bumpy. At the village of Tata Kokra, you leave the car behind. You walk a brick lane too narrow to drive. Brick houses press in on both sides. Although it's a pleasant walk, we hear music and children playing, the world seems to grow smaller with every step. We squeeze into a tiny room.
Well, thank you for welcoming us into your home.
Fazana Gulzar lives here. She's covered with a brilliant fuchsia scarf, a dupatta, which South Asian women drape around their hair and shoulders.
How old are you, Fazana?
Tagriban 24.
24? And are you from this village?
Ji.
She says yes. She's been teaching kids in a local school since age 14. More recently, she taught the women who crowded into her bedroom to meet us. They're clutching certificates showing they finished an unusual class. A Pakistani charity organized it with the United Nations. Farzana gives the women a crash course in reading. The charity provided a way to practice. It arranged for the women to buy cell phones at 20% of the retail price and sent them home. The women began receiving text messages to read and write down. Okay, I seem to have received a message here, like the message Fazana sent to me.
Azim Belekin?
Azim Belekin.
Azim Belekin.
Which means?
The God has this power to forgive you, forgive your sins, doesn't matter how big it is.
Other messages give health advice, like brush your teeth twice a day or wash your hands before eating. The text messages do not provide the broadest education, but the women receive them at home. That's important since many Muslim families keep their girls away from school. Many poor families can't afford it anyway. A woman named Makbul never attended school, which bothered her as an adult.
Okay. She's saying that my family used to make fun of me.
Why?
She said, I'm really fond of having some sort of education. And my family used to make fun of me that at this time, now you are going to school.
The family asked if she was putting on airs. Who do we suppose is the youngest person here? A 17-year-old moves forward. Her name is Kosar Ghaffar Ahmed. She's able to write it down in my notebook. Her father was suspicious of this class, so the teacher, Fazana, intervened.
Okay, she went to her parents and said that, you know, there is no harm in this whole process, and they said that okay, you take responsibility, and we don't want our daughters to be spoiled through mobile.
What does that mean, spoiled?
Because you know, through mobile you can have a different means of entertainment, like songs, and you have an access to so many people out there. So the parents are a bit scared of it.
In the end, the chance for a cheap phone may motivate some families, like the family of Makbul. When the class was over, she didn't keep her phone for long.
She said that, of course, the phones were snatched by the kids because they think that you are quite old and you don't need a phone. And I'm very happy that at least through this, I got to know how to write and read, and I don't care about the phone anymore.
She knows she received at least a glimpse of the wider world.